Hello and welcome back to the TTD, Tatani Talk Stuff, the show where we talk a daf less than a day and a few minutes away. We're looking at Beitza, or Be'a 9. It was taught in a brisa, if one's clothing became soaked, he may spread them out in the sun to dry on the Shabbos, but he may not do so before people. In an area viewed by people, because onlookers might suspect him of having washed the clothing on the Shabbos. That's the idea of Maris Ayin. We have to watch out for what people might suspect, what people might see, and what people might say. Even if you're not doing it in the wrong way, people might say things, so be careful when you go out and about your way. If a person needs a drink and has a choice to go to a McDonald's or to go to a vendor, which might be better to go, especially if you're wearing a kippah? Even if you're going to McDonald's to use a bathroom, or you're going to McDonald's to get a kosher drink like a water, a bottle of water, it doesn't look right, it doesn't look good. Try to minimize what you can to have Maris Ayin. If you have two ways to go about your way, one of them is not such a good way, it's not such a kosher way to go, and one of them is a kosher way, go the kosher way. Even if you're going in the end to get to a place, to get to the right spot, if you have a road that smells wonderful, but it's not kosher smells, and roads that doesn't smell so great, but at least it's not non-kosher smells, what can you do? We have to do what we can to avoid Maris Ayin in our lives. Minimize it as much as possible. The Gemara here talks about you don't want to do it in a way that onlookers can see things, because we don't want to have Maris Ayin in our lives. Make sure to minimize it as much as you can throughout your days and all your ways in your daily life. Join us next time as we talk Be'a, Beitza 10 here on the TTD.